Shalom and shalom. Blessed be Jesus. Here we are again, viewers and listeners of Community Discovery Bible Study that is based on Faith Roots. We are now discussing on a very important topic. We are in Colossians chapter number 3 from verses 1 to 12. We want to look at the practical instructions. You see, let me take you back to what to our responses. Paul had given four of the expected or proposed responses. Number one, he had given us what he called, or what we can call today, personal instructions. These are instructions that an individual can be able to follow. And this is what we say that there are things that we are told: since you are raised with Christ, continue living in Christ. And he says, do not let. We have already looked at those very personal instruction. Then he also gave us what we call theological instructions. Theological instructions is what the knowledge of God is. This about, oh, we are going back to the theological or theology and the instructions that we need to know. Now that we know that Christ is seated high in heaven, Jesus died, the death of Jesus Christ, he talked about the redemption. Now, these are the theological instructions. We need to understand and we need to know what to do, because at the end of the day, when others are doing something for us, when Christ is doing, we also must also respond theologically. Number three, and what we want to look at now, is what we want to look at, what we call practically. The first one was personally, what we need. Personal instruction, theological instruction. Now we need to look at it from a very practical, very practical. We are seated together with Christ. Like this session, we will be understanding that though we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places, but how can we practically walk here on earth? So, how do we live as dual citizens? Paul gives very practical instructions, very practical ways or rules that we can be able to follow, or guidelines. And we want to look at them here. And finally, in chapter four, or part of chapter four, part of chapter three and chapter four, you'll be talking about what we call relational or social instruction or relational instructions. How we live together as men, as women, as children, as family, as couples, as mentors, as mentees, as slaves, as masters, and those who are working. Today, let's this session look at chapter 12, chapter 3 from verses 1 to 12, and we see these practical instructions. Living as those made alive in Christ. We are made alive. So you see, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. You see, these are very practical ways. We have been raised with Christ. Number one, our hearts must be set in the things above. We must be set on the help from above. Our hearts must be set in the love of God, those blessings that are kept in heaven. So our hearts should be tuned there, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We set our hearts there. Number two, set your minds on things above, not on other things. Our hearts and our minds are set up there. Very practical. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Our lives live there. That's how to live as citizens of heaven. And it says, where Christ, who is your life, appears, when Christ, you, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Talks about we will set up our mind there, our hearts are there, our hearts are there, and our minds. And when Christ comes again, so we live with Christ, and when he comes again, we'll appear in him in glory. Now, while we are here on earth, very practical, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your other nature, sexual immorality. Now, here, the third practical instruction is put to death. What? All those things that are of other nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Because of this, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now, you must also lead yourself. Number four, he says these are things that you put to death, but these are the things that you must lead yourself. So there are things that you put to death, there are those that you lead yourself. All of such things, such as anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self and with its practices, and have put on number five. So number three is to put off the old self. You led yourself of all those evil behavior or habits, but you must also put off the old self, and you must also put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile, no Jew, no circumcised, no uncircumcised, no barbarian, no Scythian, no slaves, no free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, this is a summary, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Bear with each other and forgive each other. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgive you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You see, Paul is literally speaking of those very practical instructions on how you can be able to live together there as a child of God. You need to live together. You need to know how to practically set your mind, set your heart. There are some things that you need to lay off so that you can be able to access the power and the will of God. You can be able to exercise that ability in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the practical instructions that you're following. We want to ask that you may help us to be able, Lord, to put off and to put on the things that we need to put on, the things of heaven. Help us to set our minds, set our hearts on things above, so that we may be able to know how to live as dual citizens. Holy Spirit, we depend on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.